Professor, good morning.
Good morning, Adrian. I promise to tell you only the truth about this subject.
It's an interesting one. We were just having a chat off air then. It's something, anyway, we'll get to it. What exactly does post-truth mean?
Well, as you rightly pointed out, the Oxford Dictionary is now ranking this as probably the most popular phrase of the of 2016. And the gist of it is that lots of people are saying, journalists, pundits, politicians, public commentators, that for a whole bunch of reasons, politics in countries like the United States and in Europe and in Australia and elsewhere, politics is coming to be filled with a kind of polluted language where anything is said and there's no checking of the truth of it. And that this has become cool. This has become style. You can say whatever you like.
So it's a bit of a fashion term, a fashionable term, I should say.
It is to try to capture a trend that I think undoubtedly is there. Let me give you an example.
Please do.
On the night that Donald Trump gets elected to become the 45th president of the United States, he tweeted something like, "The forgotten man and woman will never be forgotten again. We will all come together as never before."
Right. Now,
this is big, bold, flowery language.
Yeah, definitely.
How do you prove it? How can you check its veracity? I mean, how truthful is it? This kind of talk, which is flourishing in politics everywhere. This kind of talk is very hard to check. And I would say that the phrase post-truth tries to capture that. I'd say that there are two types of post-truth language or politics. One of them is the old-fashioned lying.
Right.
You know, lying is, which, you know, most Australians... the figures are maybe 90% of Australians think that politicians lie. And what is a lie? A lie is when you say something willfully that you know not to be true. Interestingly, the liar always has in her or his head, in the back of their minds, an idea of what is true. But when you tell a whopper, when you tell a lie, you are basically trying to conceal the truth. And this is a very old phenomenon, and lying in politics, you can go back to Machiavelli to read about how politics does require at the top, when you get to the top of government and you're trying to govern, you know, people, that you have to resort to lying. So that's one danger to, that's one risk to truth. But the more insidious form, I think, and it's flourishing in our times, is, I don't know whether I can say this onto SER, but it's a technical word to describe a type of speech, and the word is bullshit.
Oh, right, okay.
Now, but what is bullshit? Bullshit is, there's a wonderful book listeners might want. It's a very small book called On Bullshit by America's most prominent philosopher, Harry Frankfurt is his name. And he points out that for reasons of the political advertising, for reasons of new social media and so on, there's a type of speech that's flourishing that is different than lying, and he calls it bullshit. And bullshit is basically hot air. It's bunches of words that are, you know, flung out to listeners, to voters, and bullshit is a type of speech that tries to set aside, it tries to push to one side any question of whether it's true or false.
Right.
So it's not lying. It's something other. And What's dangerous about bullshit is that it's very hard to check, because what the bullshitter does in politics, as in the pub, is basically convince you that, you know, he, in the case mm-hmm. of, say, Donald Trump, mm-hmm. is a good bloke who's got the gift of the gab, who just showers you with words, all designed to create a very good impression. And if, as I'm sure your listeners did, watch any clips of Donald Trump in action, you know, on the stump, it was the kind of speech, you know, I love Cincinnati. Many of my friends are from Cincinnati, and I'm so glad to be here. You're just wonderful. I love you all.
Yeah.
Does he know Cincinnati? No, but he's trying to persuade you that persuade, you know, the Cincinnati citizens that he's a good guy. So the combination of lying and bullshit is what this whole idea of post-truth is trying to get at. It's trying to say, you know, we've entered times, it's been going on for a while, but we've entered times where the norm, where the standard, the kind of customary speech in public life is a combination of lying,
mm-hmm.
of politicians willfully saying things that they know not to be true, and bullshit, where they're trying to persuade us that actually they're good people, and who are, you know, trying to pull the wool over our eyes.
Definitely. Do you think it's just a word? You're saying it's a sort of fashionable term. Is it a term that we won't be using in 10 years' time? Do you think we'll be using it more in 10 years' time?
I think, in a way, it's one of those words that, although fashionable, it has an alarm bell inside it, because it's a warning. It's a warning phrase. It's warning us that we could move towards societies where truth doesn't matter anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I hope listeners will just ponder for a second what it would be like in daily life if, with your partner or with your children or with your neighbors, lying became systematic and it was all laced with bullshit. I think it's not a very pretty world. And so this talk of post-truth is a foghorn concept. It rings alarm bells, and it warns us that we should hang on to the idea of truth in politics and, you know, truth in daily life. The difficulty that I have with it is that truth is no straightforward matter. I mean, I've for a long time, and in the work I've done, I've tried to explain in various ways that truth has many faces, and you know, you can see the same person, the same situation from different perspectives.
Right.
But that idea that truth has many faces is a precious one, because it is it's a weapon against lying, and it's a weapon against bullshit. And it really, as I understand the word truth, it's a plea for having a plurality of voices, for you know, having a society, having a media where there are different voices that are allowed, so that people can make up their own minds about what counts as truth. Truth has, in the past, had a very dogmatic history. You know, think of the way that Christians, you know, heaped violence on others in the name of a truth, you know, the claiming to know that they know everything. I think that we are living in more modest times, and I think that the principle, the truth has many faces, remains relevant. And certainly, it's a reminder of the dangers of bullshit and lying.
Yeah, all very, very interesting stuff, and very well put, I think, as well. Professor John Keane from Sydney University, thank you so much for joining us on The Daily.
My pleasure.